Welcome to Monday Matters with Holly Cochran. Holly is a wife, mom, coach, and entrepreneur. She wears these and many more hats while running three successful businesses, a gym, online counseling and nutrition program, and commercial cleaning company. She brings a unique perspective to everyday life with her spicy, no-nonsense attitude. Holly helps her clients keep it simple with small tweaks that over time add up to big life changes. With that, let's get on with today's episode. Here's my friend, Holly Cochran, an incredible human you need to be listening to every Monday.
Hey, family, friends, and strangers. It's the Monday Matters podcast, and I'm your host, Holly Cochran. I wanted to check in with everybody today, and this is just a little bite-sized nugget that we're going to talk about today about anxiety. So anxiety is something that I talk about and I hear about and I work with people through on the daily in my practice, both through coaching and through the gym and through counseling. I listen and talk to people about their level of anxiety all the time. And the other day when I was listening to a lady who was talking to me about her anxiety, and that's how she described it. And she said, you know, my anxiety was just so high and I'm always anxious about all kinds of things. And as she proceeded to talk to me about her anxiety, I could hear in her voice that it was so much about a mindset versus a condition. And not that anxiety isn't a condition, like, please know that I understand what anxiety is. But in this particular case, we were able to have a conversation about what her expectations were of herself and the things that she's moving towards. So here's a lady that knew nutrition was important, but had not really bought in, did not have whole foods or any kind of idea of what she was eating from 1 hour to the next, no plan, lots of takeout, all that kind of stuff at the beginning of our time together. And now fast forward 6 months, 8 months later, what I could hear in her talking to me about the previous week and her level of anxiety, she also said a few really key points. She said, I ran out of food prep. I didn't run out of groceries. I just didn't have anything prepared. Because I didn't have anything prepared, I wasn't eating anything good. So the week before, I had done all this food prep. I had made, you know, some roasted chicken and I had lots of carrots and stuff cut up and they were at work and I had fruit at work. I was eating really well. And that was the week that I got all these trees cut down. I did all this really fantastic things. And then when the food prep ran out, I didn't eat real healthy and I didn't feel good. I wasn't able to do as much as I was doing the week before. She was recognizing, verbalizing, saying it to me. And then she starts talking about her anxiety. She starts talking about how she's, you know, gets overwhelmed when things get falling behind and she can't keep up and all the rest of it. But I kept wanting to go back and say, just take a pause. Just take a pause. This is not necessarily about you needing to have a huge behavioral shift, because we're always talking about habits and what do we need to be doing. But maybe we just need to be honoring that when we don't feel as good, we don't do as much. And being able to do more comes from a place of fueling better. And finally, making the connection between the gut health and the brain health and understanding that the anxiety, it can sometimes be alleviated by the nutrition, by the food, by the prep. Now, yes, we had to talk about how we get doing that week after week and building that into a habit and all the rest of it. So yes, there was a behavior that she wanted to be working on so that it could be a more continuous behavior. But sometimes people will say, like, I have really high anxiety and I need to be, you know, regularly medicated, or I'm on medication for my anxiety. And I have said over and over and over, Have you been on medication for your anxiety at the same time that you've had the mindset that you're in charge of how your body feels, that it's not something external that can be gifted to you, that you get to be in charge of that? Have you had the mindset that the food that you're eating is fueling your brain? Have you had the mindset that moving your body helps to regulate your blood sugar and your insulin and better control the need for medications for heart conditions and high blood pressure and diabetes? Have you been on medication with the mindset that so much of your health and how you feel has so much to do with what you're doing? And so this is just a little quick bite-sized podcast for you today to say, take this mindset, not that I need to see a doctor and I need more medication and that my anxiety is really high and that I'm really struggling with things in life, because if you are, you do need something. You absolutely deserve to have some support and to have some help and some intervention and have, you know, even medical intervention. But you also deserve to talk to somebody about the mindset. How do you need to think about your body, your anxiety, your stress level? How do you need to think and process through all the things that are on your plate? But I don't mean your dinner plate. I mean on your agenda. If you get to talk to somebody through some of those things and understanding, okay, this is how I'm going to be tackling life and this is how I'm going to address it from this perspective of my mind helps to control how I eat and how I move and how I feel, then sometimes it's not necessarily so much as I need to learn a new behavior. It's that I need to think in a new way that makes that new behavior part of how I roll. If you start thinking, I'm the kind of person who wants to feel better, I'm the kind of person who wants to move my body, I'm the kind of person who walks, you start thinking, I'm the kind of person who eats some vegetables. When you take that mindset and believe it and become it, the behaviors, the habits are easier to form versus the mindset of I'm somebody with a lot of anxiety. I'm somebody who's really shy. I'm somebody who doesn't really know how to cook. I've never been good at exercise. I struggle. My knees are always sore. If you think those things, that's your mindset, then trying to create habits where you eat better and move better and feel better are that much harder. So stop telling yourself that your knees really hurt and you've never learned how to properly cook a vegetable, and have the mindset that you're somebody who can move, even if it's only for 5 minutes. And maybe it's not doing anything with your knees just yet. Maybe it's doing just something with your arms to get the blood flowing. Telling yourself you're going to try one new veggie recipe per week. Buy some zucchini. Or you might not even need to buy it right now. If you keep your car doors unlocked, you might just get free zucchini at this season of life. Get some zucchini and try a new recipe with zucchini in it. If you've never cooked it before, try one new recipe with a vegetable and stop telling yourself that you don't know how to cook these things, you don't even know what they are, and your knees hurt and you can't possibly move. That mindset makes the behaviors really hard, but you deserve to be thinking like somebody who is going to be able to put the habits into place that you know will make you feel better. So that is my little quick and short and sweet bite-sized podcast for you today, just on the mindset shift without having to do a whole lot of deep delving into, you know, behavior modification and intense therapy. Just start thinking about yourself in a way that you want to behave. It makes behaving that way easier. Have a fantastic week, all of you. I think you're all just doing a fantastic job, and I love you all dearly.
Thanks for listening to Monday Matters with Holly Cochran. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to Monday Matters, leave her a review, and share this episode on your social media. Should you have any questions about what you listened to or want more info, reach out and send her a message at K2 Health with Holly on Instagram and Facebook. She loves hearing from her listeners. See you next time.